This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the Intermountain West, with more and more people living in the urban-wildland interface, Buena Vista, Colorado residents face moderate to high risks of wildfires due to critically dry conditions and drought, as well as a lack of affordable housing. So in the rural mountain town, Colorado is investing in a new solution, 3D printed homes. Two homes were just completed in Buena Vista by VeroTouch, a construction technology company. Each home is about 1,100 square feet, built using a concrete material made by 3D printing company Cobod. The 3D printed concrete walls offer the highest level of fire resistance and do not fuel combustion at any stage, says the manufacturer Cobod. This provides a critical safety advantage in Colorado, where nearly half of the population lives in regions at risk of wildfire. The two homes are called Vero Vistas, and each has a unique design, which demonstrates the original nature of 3D printing construction. One home features a layered concrete look found in most 3D printed buildings. The other blends with a more traditional finish of stucco walls. One of the home's exterior structures was completed in just 16 days, far faster than conventional construction methods. By automating the building approach, Cobod can develop more homes more quickly and build them in a way that will keep inhabitants safe from accelerating wildfire risk. The company has received funding from Colorado's Innovative Housing Incentive Program, which will financially support the construction of 7,500 homes over the next 3 years across Colorado. VeroTouch will soon begin on a 32-home neighborhood in Salida, Colorado, a region also prone to wildfire. Surveys of residential properties show that 100% of properties in Salida have some risk of wildfire over the next 30 years, making the demand even greater for safe 3D printed homes. At a price of $625,000 each, the homes are not necessarily affordable, but are a near average price for homes in Colorado's mountain communities, according to Cobod. But instead of traditional wood frame houses often built in these regions, the Vero Vistas offer greater stability and protection in an uncertain climate. Bozeman Municipal Court and HRDC are teaming up for a Food for Fines program to help people pay fines and provide food to the community at the same time. Defendants making monthly payments on fines for municipal offenses can bring in food donations and receive credit to pay down those fines. Those bringing in food can receive a $10 credit per item, with a maximum credit of 20 items, or $200. Food donations must be non-perishable. Judge Carolina Tierney explained, "Due to income levels, not everyone experiences a $200 penalty the same way. Those who are low income are going to feel that penalty much more significantly. That's why we're hosting the Food for Fines event. Defendants still need to be accountable for crimes they've committed, but by providing food items in lieu of cash, they can take responsibility, complete their sentence, and help a worthy cause at the same time." There are a few caveats to the program. Defendants are ineligible to participate if they are paying only restitution, have an active warrant and/or are in collections for fines and restitution, have a deferred prosecution agreement, or are completing community service in lieu of fines. Heather Grenier, President CEO of HRDC, said, "Everyone deserves the opportunity to give back in meaningful ways. Every food item donated during Food for Fines will help us stock the shelves of our local food banks and make a real difference for our neighbors struggling to pay rent and still afford groceries. We're proud to partner with the City of Bozeman on a program that uplifts our community in such a tangible, compassionate way," Grenier said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.